This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike. Transform and roll out!
Hey, this is Sari, and you guys should check out All Things Transformers with Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike. It's a cool show!
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers, episode 39. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me this week is
TFG1 Mike. Hello.
Hello, and we also have a special guest.
Yes.
The Tooncast co-host, Kevin Professor Boss K-Dog, or whatever you want to call me, Optimus Solo, on most Transformers sites.
Yes.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. A while since we actually did an actual episode of ATTF. We did have, obviously, the David Wise interview I did and the Stan Bush update that I did, which I can kind of talk about the Stan Bush thing in a little bit. We are going to start with one thing that I know a lot of us are anticipating. Transformers Animated AllSpark Almanac Volume 2 is confirmed. For those of you who enjoyed the AllSpark Almanac, which was an in-depth guide to Transformers Animated, rejoice. Jim Sorensen and crew have more where that came from. AllSpark Almanac Volume 2 is confirmed. Here is what Jim had to say at Disciples of Boltax, which is his blog. You can go over there and read that. My loyal readers brought this to my attention, so I guess it's safe to share with the world. The AllSpark Almanac 2 is now being solicited on Amazon.com. 220 pages by Bill Forster and myself. I don't think I'm giving too much away to say that it will cover Season 3. Here is the solicitation text. Transformers Animated is the most whimsical Transformers series ever. The AllSpark Almanac 2 captures that magic with a wondrous examination of this amazing universe. This 220-page volume is packed with behind-the-scenes sketches, interesting facts, production artwork, and musings from the characters themselves. Relive the thrill of the final season of Animated and learn what might have been had the show continued. Explore metallic planes of Cybertron and meet its colorful denizens. Discover more about the action figures that accompanied the cartoon. Hardcore fans and neophytes alike will find this an essential tome. You won't want to miss it. Now that the cat's out of the bag, I'd love to see a massive number of pre-orders for this thing. The higher this baby goes on the Amazon charts, the more likely I am to be able to keep making books like this. After all, there's a whole another series that's recently been announced, the Transformers Prime Primer. Nah, that's terrible, but I'll have plenty of time to come up with a cool title. I have the AllSpark Almanac, and when Volume 1 was first announced and first, you know, the way it was marketed to me, maybe I misread, but it was supposed to be the end-all, be-all guide to the entire universe of Transformers Animated. It wasn't just going to be I thought it was going to be all three seasons in one. Now, I understand as far as marketing on their part why they did Season 1, Season 2 in one book, and now they're coming back to do a second book for Season 3. But that was the only part of the first almanac that I was let down about, that it wasn't a full-on complete guide.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't picked up the first one yet either, but I have a weird suspicion that they're going to probably sell these as either a combined one eventually, or that I could probably buy them as a two-pack or something eventually.
They may sell it as a two-pack. I don't think they're going to combine both books into one giant book, because the first book is 220 pages. It's like 220 pages itself, so... there's no way they're going to combine them into one big book. They may double pack them like you're saying, but there's just no way that they would combine it into one big book like that. It'd be way too big.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, and Kevin has no thoughts on this because he has no internet.
Don't mind me.
But yeah, I might like this one a little bit better than the Almanac 1, Volume 1, because this dealt with more more fan wank and better writing in this season of animated than the other two seasons.
The first book is good to have to see the character designs and see Jim. I believe Jim is the one that does the writing and Bill does the design work or whatever, but whatever. But you know, see them write in action, like say Starscream is going to talk about Thundercracker. It's in the animated tone from the cartoon of that character. You know, so, I mean, if you're a fan of that cartoon, and I am, it's a good thing to have. I mean, it's not like it's going to kill you. Hell, it only cost me, I think, I don't know, 17, 18 bucks. So it's not bad.
No.
The next thing I have here is Transformers Prime to be CG animated. The Hollywood Reporter has posted an article about Transformers movie writers Roberto Orci and Alex Kurtzman's involvement with the new Transformers Prime cartoon for The Hub. Oh, God, Hasbro, why the hell are you calling your channel The Hub?
They stole that from me, plagiarism.
We reported their involvement with the new projects for The Hub last November. However, the news here is that like Beast Wars and other Transformers cartoons afterwards, Transformers Prime will be animated with computer graphics. Kurtzman and Orci, who are working on Star Trek sequel and the Daniel Craig Star Cowboys and Aliens on the feature side, continue to serve as consulting producers on Fringe and are executive producers on CBS / CBS Studios Hawaii 5-0. Yes, they are remaking Hawaii 5-0, people. Oh, Christ. Which they co-wrote with Peter Lenkoff on the Transformers CG animated series for upcoming Hasbro Discovery Channel, The Hub. I'm sorry.
Tell these guys to stay away from Transformers. They've raped it enough.
You know, I just listened to Radio Free Cybertron for February 10th, and Brian Kilby and his crew over there with XV and JD and Rob Springer and all of them. I'm probably forgetting one or two of the other guys' names. They have like four or five people on one show each time, but you know, that's fine. They pull it off well. You know, they mentioned that, you know, Orci and Kurtzman don't need to be anywhere near this because they are pretty much Bayites. That's what they are. I mean, they, you know, but Kilby brought up the fact that they're probably on this as consultants. As to what kind, I'm sorry, there are plenty of other consultants you can get for Transformers history or design or what the fans want than fucking Roberto Orci or Robert or whatever the fuck his name is, and Alex Kurtzman. Hell, why not bring Derek Wyatt in on it? Of course, the problem with that is probably is Derek is still working for Cartoon Network, I think, but I don't know.
Gee, here's an idea. Bring back Bob Ford and Larry DiTillio from the original Beast Wars saga so at least the storyline won't suck.
Or Skier.
Well, him too, but I mean, bring back the other two, especially because look at how well Beast Wars turned out. I mean, I'm not saying Bob Skier didn't do a bad job because he did do a good job.
Yeah.
It just wasn't realized until much later in everyone's life that Beast Machines was good.
Right.
But Beast Wars was a good thing in itself, and I think that they deserve to get another shot at the trailer.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people for them to choose from. I mean, they could get anybody that was involved in Beast Wars or Beast Machines, plus there's quite a few, like Flint Dilly and a couple other people that were involved in G1 that
David Wise. And...
like yeah, David Wise. You know, there's a lot of people that could be used as long as they don't. Well, I won't name some of the G1 writers that I hate. But.
Well, you know, it's funny that we mentioned Mr. Wise again because in my recent interview of him, apparently when he was on Moonbase 2's podcast, there was some confusion where he mentioned that he had been contacted by Hasbro, but that's all he said on that podcast. He didn't say what about. I believe it was just a general meeting with him and Hasbro. He is currently not working on Transformers Prime. He is not writing for it. He said he hasn't been contacted. He said he would love to do it. So if we could get a petition together for him or something so people could get, you know, he said he would love to write Transformers stories again. But as of this moment, David Wise is not attached to Transformers Prime. What's the next story we have, Steve?
The next series is to be called Transformers Prime, from actor Jeffrey Combs, who's announced that he will be playing Ratchet in the upcoming cartoon for the Discovery Channel, Discovery Kids Hasbro Channel, The Hub. It says that the new series will be called Transformers Prime, and the first season will have 26 episodes.
Well, that's good.
So it'll be much like Beast Wars in the terms of CG, 26 mm-hmm. episodes in the first season, and not much else is known.
Yes. The Transformers War for Cybertron Shockwave CGI model has been revealed. GameStop have updated their pre-order page for Transformers War for Cybertron with an image of the pre-order incentive Shockwave. This awesome interpretation of the original Generation 1 character sticks close to his roots, mixing a good deal of the old with the new. Check out a full-size image by clicking on the thumbnail to the left of the story. War for Cybertron Shockwave is a special pre-order incentive available by pre-ordering War for Cybertron through GameStop, either online or in stores. He will be a playable character in the escalation mode of the game's multiplayer mode. I actually have the picture on my desktop, and there's a few problems with this. Problem number one, his gun arm is the wrong arm. His gun arm is shown as his right arm, and his left arm is just a regular arm. The gun looks like a giant vacuum cleaner. It doesn't look like a gun at all.
It folds up.
Well,
it looks like that blaster that's in the core of a Better Mousetrap.
Yeah. He has a rib cage, which is kind of, I mean, I know that they're mixing, you know, I think the whole premise of War for Cybertron is G1 Within, War Within. So I know they're mixing G1 and War Within, but I don't know. I think he looks cool as hell. I don't think that it needs to be a game incentive. I think it should be an unlockable. Because if it's a game incentive, you know, 10 years down the line, when you try, you know, when you try to play it, what if, you know, the War for Cybertron people don't update their servers or keep it up to date, and all of a sudden you had Shockwave, now you don't.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's kind of moronic, but.
But it does seem kind of cool, though, because it kind of looks like it's mixing even part of the movie aesthetic a little bit in there.
Right.
As well, which, honestly, I wish that they would have done this combination for the live-action films.
Yes. What else do we have, Steve?
Okay, this is, I know you're going to hate it, but, well, I'll do that next. Since we're on the War for Cybertron path, Activision CEO mentioned War for Cybertron would be released sometime in May of this year, earlier than June 22nd.
Could they... See, I don't understand why they would release it early unless they're wanting to maybe have a booth at BotCon and have people play the multiplayer at BotCon, but why wouldn't they just get a booth at BotCon anyway? Why wouldn't Activision have their booth at BotCon and have, you know, come play this free, and if you want to, you know, if you want the full game, you know, you can buy it directly from BotCon and then put it in stores.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. What am I going to hate?
Okay. Here we go. Transformers 3 news.
Oh, God.
It says Tony Todd returns for the third Transformers movie. I guess he was in some interview on Den of Geek, and he was quoted as saying he will be returning for the third installment. He played the Fallen in the last movie, so there's some speculation as to who he's going to play in this film.
Yeah.
Hopefully not reviving the Fallen. That just needs to die and never be touched.
Well, he gave... Well, he didn't give, but, you know, he was told to give up his face. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't really care for the voice of the Fallen. I didn't really had no attachment to any of those characters, any of the new characters that they introduced. Also, on the Transformers 3 bandwagon of news that is going to be leaking and leaking and leaking all year this year, Tyrese Gibson is confirmed to reprise his role as Sergeant Epps. Actor Tyrese Gibson has confirmed that he will be reprising Sergeant Epps in the next live-action Transformers film. In a post on Twitter, he confirmed by saying, "Yes, I will for sure be in Transformers 3. Get ready, Epps is here to stay." I don't really care about the human characters anymore in the Transformers films. After giant fucking Devastator balls, I don't really care what the hell they do with the third film. Just bring in Unicron and have him eat the whole fucking planet already. Oh, God.
I don't know. I think they're getting better as we go. Just let the Transformers talk. Keep letting them talk more each time, and I'll be happy.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. But, you know, the problem with the live-action films is the fucking human characters. I'm sorry. I don't need to see. Okay, the only part of the robots that was the problem was the giant Devastator balls. That was it. But I'm sorry, I don't need to see John Turturro's ass on a giant fucking screen. I just don't.
Yeah, that was pretty gross.
Thank God I didn't see it in IMAX.
Maybe a shot or two in Megapax and then I'm good.
Well, she's not even eye candy anymore. Fuck Megan. Don't even fuck Megan Fox. Just forget her.
They one-upped her with the Decepticon
tail thing.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
They so knocked her out when they introduced her, even though they killed her.
It was still pretty sweet.
Yes.
Yeah. Do we have anything else, Steve?
I think that's it for the news.
Yes. I guess we can go into some sort of discussion. I thought, actually, again, I was listening to the latest Radio Free Cybertron, so there's a plug for Brian and his crew, but one of their topics recently was what character or toy would they like to see or would we like to see as the next Masterpiece figure. I'm actually looking into getting a Masterpiece Optimus Prime from Big Bad Toy Store, the MP04, so... from what I've seen from Masterpiece, between Optimus, Megatron, Grimlock, and Starscream, I don't know if they could do this, but I would like to see a Masterpiece G1 Shockwave.
That would be sweet.
What about
you?
Yeah, I could
see that. I mean, he was a pretty important character throughout the various incarnations of Transformers.
Right. What about you, Steve? Who would you like to see them do?
I would like to see a probably, God, there's so many good ones to do. as bad as it sounds, I'd like to see them do like a Masterpiece, like Soundwave or, Galvatron.
Or who?
Or Galvatron. Or even like the, tank, or no, screw the tank. I would like to see a, Transmetal, just the Transmetal, not the Transmetal 2 or the original, but a Transmetal version of Megatron, Beast Wars, full detail, that tall.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. Yeah, you know, going off your Soundwave idea, I actually thought of that when I was listening to the RFC episode. I think that would be kind of cool.
People have kitbashed Soundwave out of Masterpiece Prime already before and made him look exactly the same. So it wouldn't be too much work to remold part of Masterpiece Prime to create that figure.
True. What about you, Kevin?
I'm going to piggyback with Steve. I think a real great Galvatron would be pretty sweet to see, just because I've never liked any of the other versions of any Galvatron from any line, even though he has so much potential.
I would like to see, if they're going to do a Galvatron, I would like to see them do the canon. I just like to see them do the canon. I've never really been a fan of the tank versions of any of the Decepticon leaders.
No.
It just doesn't work for me. Going with Soundwave, you could also do Blaster. And then you could have their cassettes as masterpiece. It'd be one huge-ass cassette, though.
Hey, but it would be kick-ass footage in Laserbeak.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many do they have currently?
There's
eight masterpieces so far.
Really?
Eight?
Yeah. They just... I don't know. They've got Prime, Magnus...
That's right.
Starscream, Thundercracker, Skywarp, Megatron, Grimlock. Then they've got what they call a complete Optimus Prime, which I don't really consider a masterpiece because it's all they do is add a trailer and some other crap to them.
Now that I'm thinking about it a little bit more, I wouldn't mind seeing like a Wheeljack or something like that either.
Yeah, if you do a lot of the cars on the Autobot side, you can get a lot of remolds out of those, like Blue Streak or Prowl, or because I believe either one of those you could remold into Smokescreen. I'd love to see masterpieces for animated. That would be cool. I don't think they'll do that, but I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's so many G1 things that I'd like to see in it, or even Beast Wars. I mean, look at some of the characters
like to see
on Beast Wars.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see G1 and Beast Wars. Hell, Beast Machines really needs it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I would love to see a complete Beast Machines Megatron when he folds up his dragon wings into his body armor.
Oh, yeah.
Device. I would love to see a complete masterpiece copy of that, to where he turns into the dragon in his regular beast form still, but he also turns into that.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
Because the one we got as a Mega is totally lame, no detail.
Yeah. And plus his feet stick out.
Yeah.
Think of what a masterpiece, though, like a Tarantulas or like one of those guys would look like.
Hell no.
That would be insane.
No, that would not be a buy for me. I'm looking I'm looking over here at my shelf, and
he's an arachnophobe.
Yeah, exactly.
For some reason, his character doesn't get me.
No.
I'm looking at my shelf here. How huge would an Optimal Optimus masterpiece be?
Well, they could make them all the same size. Just make it so that he doesn't have a teeny tiny head.
Well, no, I know, but well, what I'm saying is taking the proportion of what Optimal Optimus is now, as the toy is now with all four modes, how big would that be as far as masterpiece? Make sure, like you said, give him a bigger head, but that would just be a huge transformation if you're going to do it in masterpiece size.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, as much as I don't like spiders, I just think the detail they could do with the legs of either a Tarantulas or a Black Arachnia, I think that would just look cool in a masterpiece version.
Yeah, could be.
I don't know.
Yeah. Even if they made a Mega in size instead of the full masterpiece, but made it more detailed than what they were when they were originally released.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess we should... I only want to bring this up because, and it's more of a news item. I know we're kind of off news now, but it was something I was going to bring up. I wasn't sure if I was going to, but, I really enjoyed the movie Ravage figure. That's probably the only movie toy I will ever buy. But they're doing, for the first time in God knows how many years, they're doing a mail-away figure for Recon Ravage, mail-away exclusive TV commercial. And you have to buy, certain packages and get this booklet and these things to get a mail-away exclusive repaint of the movie Ravage figure. But it's mainly why I wanted to bring this up was because it's been how long since we've had mail-aways? At least 20 years? Maybe 15 or 10?
At least.
So I think that's cool that they're bringing back the mail-away. I think it would have.
I wish I could still get something for all my UPC, whatever my proof of purchase that I
put. Your Transformers points.
you know, all, just all the proof of purchase will things that I kept out of the box. I probably got 200 of them.
Wow.
I forgot to ever mail them in for anything that you could at the time.
Wow. Do we have anything else we want to talk about?
No, I think that about wraps up the news and the discussion for this week.
Okay. Well, sign us off, Megatron.
Oh, excellent. Yes. Join us next time on All Things Transformers.
Yes.